said, remind them of the value of private worship. Remind them of the value of private worship. For things will happen and things can happen in my presence that defies all disbelief. You can make a blatant stand according to my word and move the enemy. But you can also bring along a wonderful companion of private worship, saith the Spirit of grace. For did I not speak through my apostle and say, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with my Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart before the Lord. When you give me this access, I come. Did I not say that I will inhabit the praises of my people? Even when your flesh fights against you, continue on. Find those breakthroughs, saith the Spirit of grace. Did I not say that my peace would pass understanding? There are levels of authority. I gave you a mind to have understanding and to understand life, and that's where Satan in the flesh fights really quite vehemently at times to discourage. But my peace through my spirit in worship has the ability to supersede understanding and go past that and pass understanding, so that my peace can rest upon you even when you don't understand why, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not live out of the mind, but live out of the Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. Reign, rule, out of that place. Do not reason, but rule. Do not reason, but rule, saith the Spirit of grace. For I come in a place of solemn worship. Heal yourself. Don't wait for a time and season. Heal yourself. You can heal yourself through private worship. Why would you not give me the better part of the day? I'm pleased at any moment that you give me, saith the Spirit of grace. But you know yourself that when you give me the end of the day, your body is worn, your mind is worn, and all that is left of you is the scattered pieces of someone that needs rest in mind and body. Bekarese. Have I not said this before, and I'll say it again. Your prosperity comes from me. When you run past me in the morning, you've not forsaken me, nor I you. But I'd love that beginning part. And out of that beginning part, I can multiply your efforts. I can magnify your efforts. That which would take you hours to do, I can accomplish in moments. But when you listen to the soul and bypass me and think I'm too busy for that, then you've run past the greatest empowerment that the universe has, the empowerment of my spirit. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes in me in true adoration will do more than days and weeks of physical exercising, trying to do those things in the natural. I encourage you, saith the Spirit of grace, give me the better part of your day. Give me the beginning part of your day. You'll find that things change, saith the Spirit of grace.